tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby.
Summer of 1961, as we head back into the world of music history. Take good care of my baby. Number one in the U.S., Bobby V. At 38 chart hits, 10 of which reached the top 20, including this one. He died on this day in 2016 at the age of 73 years old. Bobby V. And take good care of my baby. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. SteveGruber.com for exclusive content, giveaways, and more. Podcasts are there each day, too. Joined on the phone lines right now by David Thomas Roberts, author and CEO of Telegistics, a telecom financial management company, with a piece at townhall.com, a banana republic, if you can keep it. David, thanks for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, tell us about the title. I think people might know the Franklin quote, but what are you getting at here?
Well, I'm getting at is that we've now got a government that's completely, it can't even function. They are so bent on their hatred towards Trump that we've got a Congress that does nothing but investigate Trump, and there's nothing being done for the good of the country. It's you got the media in bed with the deep state. It's actually just turned into a joke. It's a banana republic. It's a coup. What we're seeing is a coup attempt to take out a duly elected president.
Now, there's a line here I got to ask you about. It says, during the Obama administration, the scandals were legendary. Now, David, I've been told very reliably that the only scandal from the Obama administration was that one day he wore a tan suit. Are you saying there was more than that?
Well, let's see. I can start with one that I got personal involvement in, which was the IRS scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Being a Tea Party member, I went through individual audits for every year that Obama was in the White House and got targeted as a political enemy. And so I'm very familiar with the IRS scandal and the cover-up, and yet we still have Lois Lerner drawing a fat pension, and nothing ever happened to her. Nothing's ever happened to James Clapper for lying about private spying on private citizens. You got Fast and Furious with Eric Holder. We got Benghazi. I could keep going, but you see the theme there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you mentioned this, but there is this sense, I think, that things have just seized up in Washington. And you know, sometimes that's not the worst thing in the world. You know, less government and fewer laws being passed, I'm okay with by and large. But the sense now is that literally nothing is being done, that the focus is entirely on the president and what he does and what he said and what he might do or say, and less on Congress, specifically Congress, actually doing their job, actually doing what they're supposed to be doing in Washington.
Well, there are things that need to be done. Now, you've got the trade agreement with Canada and Mexico that's sitting there that hasn't been approved. We have we're still having illegal aliens getting billions of dollars every year in earned income tax credits that don't qualify for them. We got plenty of things that they could be doing. You know, I'm from Texas, and in Texas, the state legislature only meets once every 2 years.
Right.
So I understand what you're saying because, you know, it's first do no harm. And if the legislature's not in session, and they can't do any harm. But there are things that need to be done by Congress, but they're so ate up with Trump that it's just, you know, with Pelosi now in control, it's completely dysfunctional.
David Thomas Roberts with us, author and CEO of Telegistics, and his piece at townhall.com. A banana republic, if you can keep it. You know, they tried Russia and the Mueller report, and they're trying the tax returns. They tried to keep him off to keep the president off the ballot in California because he won't release his tax returns. And now you've got, you know, the Ukraine story. And if that fails, though, David, you know something's next. There's always going to be a something next, right?
Well, I guarantee you, they have other items loaded. That you know, it's funny, you know, how we heard about the Mueller report in Russia for 2 years, all of a sudden that's in the dustbin. On to the tax returns, they're having a little bit of trouble in court. I personally have predicted that they'll eventually release his tax returns, but because there'll be some rogue deep state IRS employee that releases them, and then he or she will be considered a hero. if it makes all the way, that's going to go to the Supreme Court. I've been following that one closely because of the tax implications and the First, Fourth Amendment. But there's always going to be something around the corner. You can continue this, and it will be intense all the way through the 2020 election.
You say through the 2020 election, David, and I think you're right, but I'm asking you to project a bit here. If Trump wins again in 2020, if there are four more years of President Trump, I don't know how they continue this for four more years, but I get the sense that they will.
Well, they will, and hopefully maybe the House turns again and the Republicans win it back, because we're going to have more of this. It's going to be never-ending with Trump, and we think it's bad now. Just if Trump wins in 2020, their heads will come off.
David Thomas Roberts, his piece up at townhall.com, A Banana Republic If You Can Keep It. David, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great morning.
Thank you, you too. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, maybe more depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. And remember, there are great training programs available too. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. And while you're there, of course, check out exclusive content, giveaways, and more at SteveGruber.com. Follow the show on Facebook and Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show. You can find me on Twitter, too, at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.